Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people bearing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Crushing wild grapes. Words from the Song of the Vineyard, which we will sing as our canticle this morning. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of the church, judge between me and my vineyard, commands Yahweh. What is your judgment about the Father's choice vineyard? What kind of grapes do the vines of his planting produce? Are they pleasant grapes, sweet to the taste? Are you the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Or are you wild grapes, pleasant to the sight, but bitter to the taste? From the inside, the vineyard might look very fruitful. But hear the honest assessment of the owner in his song of love concerning his vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? A love song? Sounds like a dirge, the lament of a forsaken lover. This vineyard is ripe for destruction. Break down the walls, let loose the cattle and wild animals, crush the grapes. So sings the Lord about you. Why? Why would he do this to his pleasant planting? Because instead of justice for the peoples of the earth, blood is let. And instead of righteousness, the poor, oppressed, and those forshorn of hope and forsaken by the world cry in suffering to God. So what will be the end of you, the vineyard of God? Will you be crushed? Or will you become the premier vintage of the Lord? It is a love song, after all. The vineyard owner plants a fruitful vine, just and righteous. All the wild grapes crush to death that vine, too. But a good vine can only produce good fruit. When stomped on, the living vine rises from death to pour forth the vintage of life. You are grafted to that vine. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Only in him does the wine of righteousness and justice pour out. You, the wild grapes, have been crushed in him. You are the premier vintage of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.